Folks, I've talked to you about this before. Distilled. You are looking to get a nice pair of denim jeans. It's hard to find a perfect pair. You know how hard it is. You go to different places, stores, outlet malls, whatever. You can't find the jeans that are right for you. This is a James changer. This is a game changer, James. James, this is a game changer. You listen to me, James? It's Distilled, D-S-T-L-D, luxury grade denim, James, at an affordable price. Jeans that would normally cost you hundreds, Distilled has starting at just $75. You know, I've talked to you about this before. You have to listen to me. They utilize the same fabrics, factories, and wash houses as the best known brands in the business. So we skip the markups and middlemen. The result is pure unadulterated denim without the retail runaround. Just go to distilled.com and see where minimalist design meets maximum comfort. Just go to distilled.com now.
Oh, well.
Excuse me. And use the protocol. Use the protocol promo code office at checkout and get 20% off. That's 20. Not two, 20% off jeans. They're already cheap. They're already affordable. Now you're getting 20% off. You just put in the access code. Do it now. That's Distilled promo code office. Five letters. All you need to know, folks. DSTLD.com.
Feral Audio.
Okay, we're warming up. Warming up for another TGIF Office Hours here on May 27th. Let's do an audio check, everybody. Let's get a thumbs up for clear and clean audio signal. Checking 1, 2, 3. Testing the mic. Taylor, how am I sounding out there, baby? Thank you. All right, folks, we'll warm up with our theme song. Get up, stretch, get your browser refreshed.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. 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 What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
Why should you want to know? Don't you mind about the future? Don't you try to think ahead? Tomorrow for tomorrow, think about today instead. Oh yeah, oh, I could give you facts and figures. Yeah, I could give you plans and hopes. Oh, yeah.
Jerusalem, when do we run to Jerusalem?
Tell you where I'm going.
Run to Jerusalem, when do we run to Jerusalem? When do we run to Jerusalem? When do we run to Jerusalem? When do we run to Jerusalem?
Why should you want to know why you're obsessed with fighting?
My voice is not ready today. Got to warm it up. Got some hot coffee.
You the path we're riding. You'd understand it less than
what's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. Happy TGIF Friday, everybody. We're 2 minutes away from going live on the Skype. I'm going to clear out some stuff from my browser. Oh, baby. Ian Hunter hitting them high notes. That is good. Special guest Donald J. Trump sitting up on the Office Hours live board in front of you there. That's the picture Donald sent from his plane on his Instagram the other day. Can't get enough of that picture. Can't stop looking at it. I don't know if he's trying to be... He looks like a guy trying to look cool, but looks defeated. It's just such a... It's such a weak... Devin, this is What's the Buzz from Jesus Christ Superstar, original cast recording. It seems to me a strange thing, mystifying,
that a man like you
can waste his time with women of her kind. All right, it is 9 o'clock. Before I go to the phones, the Skypes, I will just make a couple of plugs. Next week, I'm very excited. Tomorrow, I leave. I get in a van and travel with my 10-piece band up to the Sasquatch Music Festival. That's up in, who knows where that is? It's the Eastern Washington. I'm going to be playing there sometime in the afternoon. You got to look at the schedule for the SasquatchMusicFestival.com. Tuesday, May 31st, I'm in Portland, Oregon at the Mississippi Studios. That's a great club up there, apparently. I'm going to be playing all night long. And I'll tell you what, I think that one's going to sell out. I think it's close to selling out right now. San Francisco, Thursday, June 2nd. And that's at the Independent. Tickets are still available for that. And in Sacramento on Friday, June 3rd. At Harlow's. I've never been to Sacramento. I don't know anything about it except that it's the state capital of California. And we can get, if we can pack that place, it would really make the end of TGIF for me. Later in the month, I'm going to be in Birmingham with Neil Hamburger on Monday, June 20th. And Atlanta is going to be a big show at Terminal West. That's all come out. I've never done Atlanta. I've never done any of these southern states. Never done stand-up, I should say. Never done my stand-up with Neil Hamburger down there in Nashville. Can't wait to get to Nashville on Wednesday, June 22nd at the Basement East. Asheville, going to be great to be in Asheville up in the mountains of North Carolina with at the Orange Peel. And then Charleston, South Carolina. Oh, my gosh. What am I doing? What am I doing with my life when I'm going all over these places? Carrboro, North Carolina, terrific area. And so that's what's happening. I want to talk about a lot of stuff today. I wanted to hear from you. I want to get, I want to talk about my little PBS appearance everybody seems to be talking about. That was a surprise. I didn't, I had filmed that months ago, forgot about it. And then it popped up. Everyone's talking about it. So we can definitely a controversial subject of torrenting and bit piracy. How my P's doing today, folks? Oh, hey, John, can you say that again? We lost the signal here.
Oh, hey, Tim. It's John C. Reilly calling.
Oh, terrific. Good to hear from you, friend. How are you?
I'm great. Just checking in. I was just wondering what the buzz was.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What are you up to? I heard you're going up to the Sasquatch Music Festival as well.
Yeah, I'm going to go up there and see some bands. And yeah, I'm just sitting here in my pajamas right now getting ready to pack for that trip.
What are you going to be bringing, friend?
I'm going to be bringing myself and my family and a good attitude for new music.
Oh, so you're going to go out and see the bands, and your sons are of the age that they're probably going to know some of these bands?
Yeah, there's a lot of hip new bands up there.
Have you gotten a band that you're circling as going, we got to see these guys?
I'm hoping that Foreigner is going to be there. I haven't checked the
Foreigner. So you don't know if they're playing it. Do you know if they're playing at all or?
Well, if you were putting on a music fest,
right?
Would you not ask Foreigner to play? I mean,
yeah,
insane.
Well, listen. I don't. You're not going up there for them, are you? I mean, you would check that ahead of time.
Well, I'll be very disappointed up there.
Can we get on the chat right now? There's people messaging all over the place. It's, by the way, blowing up. Everyone's excited to hear from you. Of course, you're one of the greats.
Fantastic.
One of the
very excited, Tim. I'm very excited as an executive producer of the Check It Out with Dr. Steve Brule show. Very excited to possibly share some clips of the show at the Sasquatch Festival. So if you're going to the Sasquatch, I suggest they do.
Oh, yeah. So go to the Sasquatch Music Festival to see exclusive content from the upcoming season of Check It Out with Dr. Steve Brule, and come up there on Monday. I'm going to be playing some music. As an executive producer of Check It Out with Dr. Steve Brule, how excited are you? How proud are you of this season that's coming in June?
It might be the best one yet.
Whoa!
in my opinion.
I agree. I showed a mutual friend of ours an episode Name of Eggs the other day.
Yes.
And he had tears streaming down his face. He was disgusted, and he was offended in a sort of, he couldn't believe it that we keep delivering.
I played a little clip of that Eggs show last night for my wife right after dinner. She had to hide her eyes and she said, "I'm going to throw up."
Yeah, it's awful. The whole thing is awful. And I think as an executive producer, which really just is, you know, I mean, you're an armchair producer. You kind of let the show happen. You're obviously financially involved, funding it. That's sort of why you've been given that title. But
yeah, it's really Steve and Denny's show.
Right.
You know, we just kind of package it for them afterwards and get it to the fans.
We get it to the fans. We do the paperwork. We make sure it's all good to go. But it's nice to be sort of tangentially involved, responsible for something that can cause so much laughter and joy to the community out there.
Yeah, it's a healing mission that the doctor's on, I think, and that's good.
Let me talk about some logistics with you. You're flying up to Seattle?
Correct.
And let me ask you, since we do have a bunch of people listening and are very engaged and interested to hear from you, what is the proper protocol when seeing you in the airport or seeing you out there in the world? Because you are a recognizable guy, and you wear the hat, and you look good. You always look ready to go.
Well, I try to be. I think it's important to dress nice to make the world a more beautiful place. There's no protocol.
All right.
The things that I think are not great about the way things go out in the world these days are like instantly saying, "Can I get a picture with you?" That just doesn't feel good. But, right. You know, it's all love. I'm always happy to see people that are happy to see me.
I think that's terrific. A handshake, a pat on the back. We all have to be respectful of each other's personal space and germs. You gotta watch the germs. So if you're sick, you don't want to get John Reilly sick because you don't know if that's going to affect the next movie he's going to do.
We're all just looking for a human connection.
Right. And I think people do want to communicate to you how much that you mean to them. And I think that's nice. So, so you're flying up to Seattle. Then are you renting a car and then driving east?
Yeah, I'm getting one of Hertz rental cars.
No, you're a Hertz boy.
One of the best models.
Why don't you think Hertz rents out Hearsts? I mean, that could be a joke that someone said before, I'm sure, but
I would get one if they did. I love a hearse.
Yeah. It could be decorated like you're in the show The Munsters.
Tim, I'm wondering if any of your friends online had questions or specific things they wanted to ask me.
Yes, that's
kind of a lightning round.
Yeah, that's good. I'm glad you're asking that. Here's the trouble, though. The technology I'm using right now, I'm worried that if I start taking calls, it's going to throw everything off. It's going to just shut everything down.
But what about the written?
Okay,
written.
So all right, I'll take some questions on the chat. Who's got a question for John? Just type it out. Make it quick. Make it just, you know, try to keep it concise, not a big long. What is your motivation when you're doing Magnolia, whatever it is? Okay, this is an easy one. What's your favorite food? I know what it is. It's not something most people eat.
I'm so relieved. I'm so relieved that a question came out. I thought we were going to sit here for a long time waiting for a question.
No, one came immediately. People are engaged. Does John C. Reilly consider himself a hipster? There you go.
No, I think anyone who considers themselves a hipster pretty much 100% guarantees that they're not hip.
Right. That's right.
I'm just a humble student of all things hip.
What about your favorite novel, someone asks? And by the way, we all hate these favorite questions because there's so many things in the world that are great, we know. But
yeah, I'll preface this favorite question and any other favorite questions by saying I honestly can say my brain does not work that way. I don't think of favorites. I don't think like in hierarchies.
I'm the same way.
Yeah, just think of all the stuff that I like and then all the stuff that I don't like. That's kind
of
it.
Well, a lot of these are favorite questions, but I'll try to reinterpret them as better.
You did ask them to be concise. So
right, I know. Well, have you ever listened to Fire Sign Theater? Someone asked. Bing Kotchess. Have you ever listened to Fire
Sign? Of course.
Big fan of that.
Of course. That's the roots of the tree of comedy right there. I'm definitely a Fire Sign head.
Okay, do you consider yourself a method actor?
A method actor? No, I don't consider myself a method actor.
Fair enough.
I consider myself more of a circus performer.
Circus performer, fair enough. What does Dylan say? I'm a song and dance man.
Exactly.
That's what you are.
Just to rifle through these, my favorite food would be, right now, would be an acai bowl.
Oh, an acai bowl, really?
Yeah,
is that
something? I'm loving an acai bowl.
So talk to me about that. Are you buying that at the store and then making it at home, or are you picking it up somewhere?
Yes, I got in the habit of buying it out when I was working on a movie in Hawaii and then Australia. Now I'm making them at home.
So what am I getting and how am I preparing it? Give us a little quick lesson on the acai bowls.
It's real easy. You go to the store, you buy the packets of acai, which is like a Brazilian berry pulp that's frozen into little packets. So you buy those packets, you get some nice ripe bananas, and you freeze some of those bananas out of the peel.
Are you guys writing this down? Okay, somebody listening, by the way, write this down in the comments so we can have an official John C. Reilly acai bowl recipe. Okay? Good. Keep going.
And then you take the acai, the frozen acai berries, put it in a blender with some chopped up frozen banana. You blend the heck out of that. You're going to need a real strong blender.
I got the three horse speed Vitamix deal in
there. Exactly. So you want a three horse speed. So once you make once it's good and kind of pureed, then you put it in a bowl. You put some granola on top of it, a few tablespoons of granola, some sliced strawberries, some blueberries, some sliced fresh banana that's not frozen.
Oh.
And then you top it with some coconut flakes, some dried coconut flakes. I'm telling you, I thought it was just some hippie bullshit when I first saw it. And it's actually really, really good. And you're not hungry for like 3 or 4 hours.
It sticks to you?
Yeah.
It sticks to your sides?
A little glycemic thing going on there.
So the acai berries, you pick them up at the store fresh? Remind me again, are they frozen or fresh?
They're frozen. They come from Brazil. They come like in a little frozen packet. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, that's the John C. Reilly acai bowl that's going to make you fulfilled. Because here's what happens to me. I have a bowl of cereal in the morning. 2 hours later, I'm starving, and I start snacking. I start eating shit.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Cereal's the devil. Cereal is slave food. Dick Cheney wants to keep you enslaved by taking away your education and making you eat cereal.
Someone just said, for your acai.
My favorite novel, I don't really read very much. Other than scripts, I'm more of a visual and kind of, I'm an actor. I like to act things out and...
Do you get, when you get a script in, your agent, your manager, whoever sends you a script, do you just sort of have a sinking feeling in your heart because you're like, I got to read this whole thing now?
Yeah. But then if it's a good script, it goes very fast.
Did you ever hear this story? I just heard this story. I can't remember the guy's name. He was the original producer on this Superman reboot that they were going to do with Tim Burton, with Nicolas Cage, and it got shit canned before they made it. But the producer of this movie, he had gotten Kevin Smith to write the first draft, you know? And so Kevin Smith tells the story.
First mistake.
Well, I know. Yeah. Well, listen, I'm no fan of his, but it's a funny little thing. So he goes to deliver the script to this producer, and the guy goes, come on in. And the guy lies down on the couch and he goes, read it to me. So Kevin Smith had to read the script to this guy. And I was like, well, that's actually a great idea. If you can manage that, you lay down and you just get read a story to you. And you can
next time my agent sends me a script, I'm going to call her up and say, read it to me.
Go ahead. I'm listening.
I'm going to lay back. I'm going to say, put it on speaker and read it to me.
Listen, John, it's been a pleasure. I do want to go to the calls because this is a fan-oriented show.
Yeah,
I don't
want
to just turn it into you and me bullshitting like we do almost every day because of our great friends.
We have a solid 12 minutes right now, and I'm real happy with it.
I'm glad, and you're welcome to call in anytime. It's the hit show on Facebook called Office Hours Live, and everyone's loving it. Thanks, buddy. Travel safely.
I want to remind everyone, June 17th, check it out with Dr. Steve Brule, the new season. You don't want to miss that night.
Don't. And everybody, don't even just watch it. Tell everybody to watch it. Get your aunts and uncles to watch it. It helps when we all gather together. Thanks, Doc, and talk to you soon.
Thank you, and all the love to the fans.
That's so nice. Thank you. All right. Listen to that. That's the master calling in himself. That's an exciting way to start office hours. Do you see how I deliver? Every single day with office hours. Yesterday we had Brett Gelman, certainly not of the magnitude of Mr. Riley here calling in, but it's an exciting experience using technology. Let's go to the phones and get into this. This is huge. All day long, I'm going to be buzzing from this. Daryl?
Hey.
Hey, Daryl, what's going on?
Not much. Enjoying my day off.
Thanks. Were you listening to the show? Did you hear my interview with Dr. John C. Riley?
I did, and I'm like, who is that guy? I know who he is. He sounds very familiar. And then,
I mean, that's a coup. That's a coup. For me,
I like how you do things.
For me to get Dr. John C. Riley on the call, and people are like, wow, this office hours is no joke. This is not a spoof. This is the real deal.
It really is, and I really couldn't be any more impressed than I already am. Actually, I had a few questions for you, and I don't know, maybe this is a sensitive question. I don't know how much you like to talk about your origins.
Okay, origins. What am I, Superman?
Well, to some people, maybe. But
grazie.
But you're from Allentown, Pennsylvania. Is that correct?
Correct.
Now, I'm actually from a little town called McAdoo. Have you ever heard of it?
McAdoo. No, I haven't heard of McAdoo.
Well, it's actually about 45 minutes away from Allentown. You heard of Hazleton?
Yeah. Watch, yeah, everybody's going to sleep during this call asking where places are. But go ahead.
I just thought it was interesting because, you know, you watch your show, awesome show. I watched Tom Goes to the Mayor. I'm like, you know, I connect with this guy. I don't know what it is. I'm like, you know, he's actually from about 45 minutes away from here.
Sure. And
I'm just wondering, you know, maybe that's just something from living in Pennsylvania that you can understand the humor, maybe because a lot of things are very dull and boring there.
I think so. Of course. I mean, where you come from certainly flavors and colors your sensibility. And, you know, I don't think it's, I think, you know, I grew up on WFMZ, channel 69 is one of the channels that I regret. Do you have that channel? That might be a little outside your range, but.
No,
I'd listen. I think, of course, certain elements of where you grow up are going to influence you, but also just the general pop culture that I was exposed to, mostly probably. But thanks for the call. Nice talking to you.
Well, nice talking to you. I hope you have a great day.
You too, and a great weekend, by the way. Jeremy Miller, you are on Office Hours.
Hey, Tim. How's it going?
Good. How are you? What's going on?
I'm pretty good, just off work for Memorial Day.
Oh, we got a big weekend coming up. So people are taking the Friday off because they already got the Monday off. Now you got yourself 4 days.
Well, actually, I get every other Friday off from my job, so it makes things nice. So I don't even have to take a vacation day.
Where are you calling from and where do you work? Who's offering these luxurious hours?
Oh, I work for an IT company in Houston, Texas. I live in Houston.
Ah, Houston, my number one enemy. It seems to me all these, I've been ragging on Houston. But then again, a lot of people calling in from Houston. So this is, I got to just kind of get to know Houston a little better, I think.
Yeah, I'd love to see you here. There's some good barbecue places and stuff and lots of cool stuff here.
So what's up? You got a question, comment, or complaint?
Well, I have a comment for one. You know, I really like your work. I'm a big fan of everything, and In Glendale is a great album from
start
to finish.
Thank you very much.
I really like I saw Nicolas Cage. It's a really good song.
Thank you.
Great song. And I guess my question would be, I'm a musician and I play guitar, bass, and I was wanting to know kind of what your advice would be for, I'm starting to start recording. I was wanting to see what your advice would be for my recording process.
Well, what do I need to know about this? Do you have, what are you using? Are you using Logic? Are you using, what's your method of recording?
Right now I'm just starting, so it's just basic GarageBand stuff.
Well, yeah. I just started from that place about 7 or 8 years ago. I just would futz around and play with it. And I just think you just got to jump in and play around with it, start making tracks, learn, watch a lot. There's so much, you know, what's amazing is there's so much, there's so much, information on YouTube. So if you, any question you have, or the internet in general, but and you could watch so many videos about recording techniques and what compression does, and you know you can really go down a rabbit hole there of information. And I just think you should trial and error it, but also when you come to a stumbling block, jump online and watch videos and you know listen to a lot of music and try to listen to what they're doing and how they're getting those sounds and stuff. I think that's the way to proceed. Does that answer your question, or are you looking for more of like how do I become a big famous rock and roll boy?
A little bit of both, but yeah, that helps. One other quick question. On your tour, what guitars do you play on your tour?
I just play a Gibson J50, a very nice, very old, very expensive guitar that I bought years ago. And I just say that expensive because I don't, I wanted to buy something that I'd have for a very long time and something that I would really treasure and cherish and be able to leave for an heir or that kind of thing. And it just plays great. So I just play acoustic guitar. I'm not much of a guitar player, and I certainly don't. I got guys in my band that are much better than me. So I try to keep the guitar playing down. I tell them to keep my guitar in low in the mix, Courtney okay. Love style. But I've got a bunch of electric guitars at home. I've got, you know, all the usuals. Nothing fancy. Oh, nothing. Sweet. Nothing too surprising.
Yeah? Oh, cool.
All right. Thanks, yes. Jeremy.
Thank you. Have a good one. Thank.
Nice, Jeremy from Houston. He's having a day off, taking it easy. I'm going to go to Cobra Norty. Cobra Norty's on the call.
Hi, Tim.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Hey, my actual name's Connor. Sorry.
Connor, can you get a better signal?
Let me try. Sorry, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. You sound fine.
Hi, how's it going? Hello good. From Ireland.
Oh, hello from Ireland. Good. Top of the...
Tabby the morning to you.
Good morning. Fancy a potato. Come on down to Dublin, lad.
He's got it. What's going on? Are you in Dublin now or are you outside of Dublin?
I'm in Dublin. I'm just cooking dinner. I saw you were having a nice morning rendezvous. I decided to join you.
What are you frying up? It is sort of an Irish day, isn't it, with John C. O'Reilly calling in.
Yeah, no, I feel that. I'm cooking chicken curry. It's delicious.
Chicken curry. I love it. I'll have some.
Is that your favorite dish?
It's not my favorite dish, but I do like a good curry. I like a Penang curry, okay?
Penang, very cool.
What's your question?
My main question is, do you prefer on cinema or Decker in filming?
Hold on. I got to take a call soon. I'm going to, Ron, I see you, baby. You're calling in. I'm going to take you in a bit. I love them both. I have no favorites. It's like, you know, which child do you love more than the other child? They're all fun for various reasons. And I love you for supporting my work.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you very much. Looking forward to the new seasons.
Thank you.
Have a nice day.
Bye. Ron, call back in if you can, if you're listening. I saw you come up on my Skype. I know a friend of mine was trying to get on, and it would be great to hear from him. I think he's got a great perspective on things. And let's talk to Sean. He's got Sean. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Sean, you got a big old Michael Cera image as your avatar. Pretty cool.
That is, yeah, I'm a huge fan of both of you guys.
Oh, thanks. So where are you calling from?
Massachusetts.
Yeah. So you're not calling from Boston, because otherwise you would have said that.
No.
So
not that close.
Where are you, in Western Mass?
Yeah, around there.
Northampton?
No. Do you know where Concord is? It's sort of close to there.
Sure. Okay, so how can I help you today?
I'm a filmmaker and I'm looking into colleges and stuff, and I was just wondering if you have any like advice for like a young person trying to get into the industry.
Well, if you're looking, so you're in high school now?
Yeah.
Take your time, buddy. Enjoy life. Go to some college that's not too expensive. I've been talking to these kids. I get out there. I was in New York. I talked to these guys that went to NYU. I go, was it worth it? And he goes, nah.
Yeah, it wasn't worth it. It's very expensive.
It's very expensive. So go and just go to college and learn some stuff. I mean, if you want to study film, that's cool. You're going to learn some stuff, but mostly all that stuff you can learn just by watching movies or watching YouTube videos or the internet.
Right. Yeah, I've made a lot of YouTube videos.
Yeah, but just keep making. You're very young, okay? That's the thing that I don't think people understand. I certainly didn't when I was your age. You're very young. You have lots of life to lead. You have to go to college. You have to fuck up. You have to get. You have to be stupid and make good friends and live life, have experiences, try things, experiment, and you'll come out of that and you'll have maybe something to say and maybe something to do. But do not expect to do anything for a while of any value or importance, unless you're very special, which you're probably not, because most people aren't. I'm
special. Absolutely. That's right.
So that would be but don't waste a lot of money on college. Go somewhere cheap or get a scholarship or something. You don't want to be saddled with a bunch of debt as you come out of college. Isn't that pathetic that this is happening these days? It's very sad.
Yeah.
So I would go somewhere, maybe Emerson's probably too expensive, right? I mean, maybe you're rich.
Sure.
Are you rich?
No.
No. Your family's not rich?
Nah.
But you got Skype. That's something.
That's true. Technology.
Yeah, so you can communicate, Sean, and if you come out to Los Angeles, you're in school, you want to intern, you're welcome to come here at Absolutely and learn a little bit about what we do.
That would be incredible.
Okay, well, Sean, I respect you and I appreciate you. At least you're looking forward into the future and wondering how you're going to get by and how you're going to communicate, how you're going to be creative, how you're going to use the art that's inside of you and share it with the world.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you very much. I'm going to Ron Baldwin's on the call. Ron Baldwin,
the art that's inside.
Yeah,
Ron, you've got to mute your the stream there because we're getting slapback. Turn your radio down, as they say.
Wait a second.
Okay, you just have to mute.
Ron, you've got to mute your the stream.
Mute the stream. Are you there? See, Ron, I can't hear you, buddy. You've got to just, on the Facebook, you got to mute the stream. You're right, folks. I got to put a disclaimer up that says, you know, I think we lost Ron. Are you there, Ron? Yeah. Okay. Ron can try calling in. It's too bad. It would have been nice to talk to you, Ron. Okay. He's hung up. That was very bad. Cancel that. All right. Devin, how are you?
Tim.
Oh, Devin, sorry. I got to take Ron again. I'm going to give him one more chance. Hey, Ron.
I think I got this figured out, Tim.
Okay. Sorry about that, everybody. Ron's a new caller.
Hey, guys. Sorry about that. That was really my fault.
Yeah. So what we're asking everybody to do, if you call in and I pick up on you, just immediately mute the stream. Don't mute your computer because then you're not going to be able to hear me.
Yeah, that's what I did.
So now we're on good. Now we've got that figured out. Ron, I just want to introduce Ron is a friend of mine. This is not some stranger calling in. I've known Ron about what? 8 years now or something, seven or 8 years.
Yeah, 20 years now. Yeah.
No, don't be, what do you call it when you're exaggerating? It doesn't matter. How are you today, Ron?
I'm great. Listen, I got to tell you, this office hours thing is for real with John C. calling in. I'm impressed.
It's a big coup, you know, and it really does represent the title shift that's happening right now in broadcasting. You have little old me, with my computer and my iPhone basically operating a major, major radio show.
You know, you should get, you know who might be calling in next is Donald J. Trump.
You never know. He might need my audience. I mean, he might realize that I have a big reach.
He does call in. He likes to call in.
And I would take his call. Do you think it would be a mistake for me to not take his call?
It would be a terrible mistake not to take his call.
Now, let's see. You're not an impressionist or anything, but what if you were calling in as Donald J. Trump? And I want to see how I would react to that. So, all right, on the call right now, we have Donald J. Trump running for president. Mr. Donald J. Trump, entrepreneur, businessman, and the presumptive nominee for president. Mr. Trump, thank you for calling in. How can I help you?
Well, this isn't Donald J. Trump. This is John Miller calling.
Okay, go ahead, John.
And I just...
So you represent Donald J. Trump.
I do represent Mr. Trump, and he's a big, you know, Mr. Trump is a big fan of Decker.
Oh, that's nice to hear.
It's his favorite show. In fact, that picture that you have. Oh, I have to. You know what, Tim? I got to.
Okay. Thanks very much, Ron. I hear you have to go. You're a busy man.
I got to go. Thanks.
Bye. That was Ron Baldwin. Michael Byrne. I think Ron Baldwin could be a semi-regular guest. He's a guy that can kind of chime in on the political scene. He's very in tune with the political world because basically he's watching the news all day long. He's one of those guys. So he can let us know. He can give us an interesting perspective. Michael Byrne, what's up?
Hello, how are you?
I'm good.
I had to mute the stream before I got the introduction of me being a political analyst.
No, you're not. My friend Ron, who just called in, is.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a relief.
So what's up? Where are you calling from? How can I help you?
I am calling from New Jersey.
All right.
I guess I had two bigger questions.
Bigger than what?
Bigger meaning more about your entire oeuvre, as okay. they say.
Okay.
Well, I'll ask the first and maybe we won't get to the second. But like a month ago on Slate Mag, or like the internet website, you know,
yes.
on the internet, they had like a whole thing on, you know, Kyle Mooney's Bruce Chandling character on SNL.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, he's kind of in the same aesthetic as yours, as the, you know, intentionally awkward. And they're, Norm Macdonald called him out and called the entire kind of like anti-comedy movement out as being like just kind of critical and not like not substantial. And I was wondering if, and I think there's like a long running criticism of like anti-comedy in that same vein. And I was wondering if you like had any response to that.
Well, I've talked about this a bunch of times, but I don't know anybody that does that gets labeled that. I don't believe in the concept of anti-comedy or as a term. Mm-hmm. I don't self-identify as that. Mm-hmm. I saw that from Norm Macdonald, and I don't think he was referring to me, but I did have a minute when I text or I tweeted something to him, and he wrote back saying he was a huge fan. So I don't think there's any like war going on between Norm Macdonald and anybody I know. I think that's interesting. I was listening to Steve Martin on the Howard Stern show last week. Did you get to hear that?
No, I didn't, but I'm a huge fan of his.
Terrific interview with him. And he kind of, you know, because I think there's obviously different styles of comedy. And all we're doing, I mean, if I want to associate with Kyle or Neil Hamburger or anybody, you know, we're doing characters, of course. And I feel like comedy has been such a big part of our culture that it becomes something that you either parody or comment on or use in your arsenal of how you're presenting your view of the world. So there is a sense of like, you know, the audience is coming with their own set of perceptions of what comedy should be and can be. And I bring up Steve Martin because he said when he was developing his act that he was doing jokes that were more traditional and sort of set up punchline. And what he noticed was that there was like a normal reaction from the audience, that they would laugh when they kind of knew they were supposed to laugh, you know? Mm-hmm. And what he was trying to do was trying to get to that place where when you're with your friends and you're laughing and you don't even know why you're laughing, you're crying laughing, the laughter is rolling and it's sort of taking over your body, and it's not really following the patterns and rhythms of traditional joke setup punchline style comedy. And that's when he started doing more adventurous, weirder, sort of self-aware. The audience has to be aware that this isn't really that guy. Yeah. And the jokes aren't laid out for you right the way that you're used to. Yeah. So that's always what I'm trying to do. And the people I know and love and respect are always trying to do that. I didn't realize I was trying to do that, but when he said it just the other day, it clicked with me, saying that when we're doing, when I'm presenting my work, whether it's the TV shows or my stand-up comedy, what I'm really trying to get people to do is have that feeling of when you're just uncontrollably laughing and you're not sure why, and it's not coming in the normal ways that traditional comedy comes at. So yeah. I've nothing but love and respect for lots of different kinds of comedy. I don't like it when it's coming from a disingenuous place or when it's a little cynical, or it's guys or girls who seem to know the moves and are just going through the moves. Mm-hmm. But anti-comedy, fuck that word. That's stupid. It's like anti, yeah. It's like, I don't eat certain kinds of, you know, I don't eat Burger King, so I'm anti-food. Yeah. Well, that doesn't make any sense.
But it is a form of kind of rebelling against the standards, right?
It's just it's the way we're expressing ourselves. It's not. Yeah. I mean, if political comedy is commenting on comedy, then some of this is. I mean, I'm sorry. If political comedy is a comedic way of commenting about politics, then this is. Then some of this stuff is comedy about comedy sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes, yeah. And it's all just about human beings. So. Yeah. If, you know, Kyle's doing his thing, he's doing a character, and that's a reflection of people that we see in the world.
Mm.
Okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Is that clear?
Great.
Right, Michael. Thank you very much.
Great talking to you. Have a great day.
You too. All right. We've got, I don't know how to say your name. J-O-A-O.
Hey, man.
Great talking to you. Have a great day.
Can you mute too. your stream,
got,
please?
Hello?
Mute your stream. Thank you.
Yeah, just did.
Thank you. How are you? Where are you calling from?
Hey, man, I'm calling from Brazil, São Paulo.
Oh, my God. Are you guys going to be ready for these Olympics or what?
Yeah, I don't really care too much about the Olympics, to tell you the truth.
Well, I mean, I hear you, but you got to be a little concerned because it's like the world is coming to your country. And are you think you're going to be ready for it? I mean, what if, like, general, services fail? Like, what's going to happen? I'm worried about this, you know, because you got Zika virus down there, and I feel like we're about to enter into this apocalyptic act one or act two at least. But you're not worried about it.
It's in Rio. That's not my city, but yeah, I mean, it's worrying a little bit. It's going to be embarrassing if it doesn't work out,
right?
But in all fairness, we just did the World Cup here, and that went all right.
Okay, good. Well, now I'm relieved. Now I can breathe. I'm very relieved.
Totally relieved. Yeah, I think it's going to be cool. You should come down.
I'm not going to come down. I don't have any interest. But thank you. I do want to come down there at some point, but certainly not during that rigmarole.
I understand.
So what's going on? Do you have any questions for me? It's great to hear from a South American.
Cool. Yeah, I have a question. I became like fascinated and obsessed with Neil Hamburger because of you guys. I mean, I got into him because of the seeing him in the Awesome Show. And I was just wondering, after like researching, like since you're into music, like, I saw that Greg Turkington like did these records, Amarillo Records. I was wondering if you were a fan of those and that music, like Sin City Girls, those guys.
I don't know that stuff too well, to be honest with you. We obviously have a great friendship, but I haven't asked him much more about it. I just haven't engaged too much on that stuff. But you're recommending it. Could you give the audience a little, idea of what we're talking about here? Like, what is it?
Yeah, sure. There's a interview with him and Mike Hickey that explains it much better than I would. But like, basically, the idea is just these weird records that you would think like shouldn't exist at all.
Right.
Like, just sometimes it's just terrible music, to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
But like, if you go get through it, in the middle there, you'll find some beauty as well. You know, like, and it's got, you got to put the work in.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Well, he's got a great, one thing I do know is he's this encyclopedia of sort of the, of a lot of music and stuff. He's very knowledgeable, but also he has this amazing collection of these vanity pressings and these people that put out one record in 1972 and then
you
never hear them again. And he's got just hundreds of these records and it's fascinating. And in the movie, have you seen Entertainment yet?
Yeah, I did. The soundtrack's amazing.
Yeah, so the soundtrack to that movie is incredible. It's full of that kind of stuff.
I actually corresponded with him, and like, he weirdly wanted me to buy him this Brazilian record that like some nuns sing.
Oh, yeah.
And he said it's like this beautiful music. I bought it for him. I sent it to him. And
oh, that's nice.
He sent me some stuff back. Really nice guy.
Really nice guy.
And I mean, I'm a great fan of yours as well.
Thank you very much.
I love your work as well. I just wanted to ask
how that. How do you see the work here there in Brazil?
I have some friends that speak English. They like it as well.
I'm sorry. Brother. How do you actually get the shows? Like, how do you get the content?
Oh, how I get the content. I used to live in Vancouver, so when I lived there, I used to watch it on TV.
Okay.
And then when I got back here, I like watching YouTube now, you know, right. Awesome show. There's like my favorite bits are all on YouTube.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, that segs me, or leads me into, a thing I just want to say about this I did this PBS thing the other day. It's a little video about, they just asked me, you know, like they just told me to like rant about something or talk about something I have an issue with. And so I just talked a little bit about piracy and, you know, BitTorrenting and people taking, not paying for their content, you know, and, I know it's a controversial subject. And I just also want to say, like, if you're not in the States, and there are these barriers, which I don't understand or agree with, that you can't access if you're in Australia or England or wherever you are, you know, and if you love this stuff and the only way you can really get it is to pull it down off some site, you know, what am I going to say? That's how it's going to go. But I do have an issue with people in the States who are obviously paying for, internet access, right? They're paying for stuff. They're like paying Comcast or whoever it is for the access to the Wi-Fi. Or for the high speed internet, but they use the BitTorrenting, and that's just I think that's you know, I try to encourage people to reconsider doing that is all I can say, because it is helpful when we can turn to the network or to the record label or whoever it is making the decisions about what to make next. If you could show them hard numbers that say, look at how many of these we sold, then they're going to be it's going to be easier to make the next thing you want to do.
Yeah, but I mean, your record, you put it all on SoundCloud though, didn't you?
Well, like that was the label. I didn't put it up. They have a way to put it up on SoundCloud where you can't download it. You can just stream it and listen to it. And it's up there for only a certain amount of time. Certain amount of times, I guess they can track it. You know, they feel like, I guess, some of that's gone. And maybe if they do put it on SoundCloud, you're less likely to torrent it, because some people are like, well, I'll torrent it to see if I like it and listen to it, and then maybe I'll buy it or something. Maybe that's some line of thinking. So if they put it up on SoundCloud where you can stream it and listen to it, but you can't actually own it and have it on your device, then maybe you'll go to iTunes or something. And then, of course, Spotify, and, you know, it's the whole thing is, go ahead.
I have a band. I'm right now thinking if I should just put it on Spotify or just give it for free. I mean, I'm not well known at all, so I guess I should give it for free.
Listen, if you're not well known or you don't have a big audience, you know, you got to put your stuff out there, and try to get a following going and get, you know, and hopefully it's not going to cost you much money. You know, and someone says, Tim, do you get more money from touring and merch? Well, we get, you know, when I tour with my band, I don't make any money because I've got 10 freaking people in the band. When we go out there with Eric and we play these big couple thousand people, yeah, we're making money there because that's what we're out there doing. Excuse me. All right. I got to go and take some more calls, but yeah, nice talking just to you.
Johnny Lamb, the music, if somebody wants to listen.
Johnny Lamb?
Yeah.
How am I spelling that?
L-A-M-B.
Oh, and J-O-H-N-N-Y?
Yeah.
Like Johnny Depp.
Anglicize my name.
All right, everybody, listen to Johnny Lamb. He's on the SoundClouds, right?
Yeah, YouTube.
YouTube. Johnny Lamb. What kind of music is it?
Yeah, it's like jazzy singer-songwriter stuff. Well, the same influences as you, man.
Yeah, I hear you. Let's just let's support Johnny Lamb and let's get him a big record contract. I want to see him at the Hollywood Bowl next year. All right, cool. Johnny, take care.
Thanks.
Let's go to Tim. Welcome here. Tim, welcome here. Hello?
Hey, Tim, what's up?
What's up? Is this your name? Is your name Tim or is it Joaquin Phoenix?
That's not my real name. My real name is Sam.
Sam?
Yeah.
Oh, good to hear from you. How are you?
All right. You know, my first year university's wrapping up.
Uh-huh. Where are you calling
from?
Yeah.
I'm in Seattle, Washington, at the University of Washington.
Oh, okay. Cool. Well, I'm a big fan of Seattle. I love that city. I wish I was playing there this next week, but we're doing the Sasquatch Music Festival instead. Are you coming out to that festival?
No, I'm not. I'm going to be with my parents in Houston, Texas, which is the
shittiest
city.
Another Houston head. What is up with this Houston? I got to come down to Houston and do a symposium.
It's because it's the shittiest place. You got nothing to do. There's just no one interesting, so you just have to bash your brain out on alternative comedy.
Right. I guess that's right.
You've got so many Houston heads. Because you want to fucking kill yourself all the time there.
Oh my goodness. Well, I hope you don't go through with it. We need folks like
you. Well, you save our lives, is what I'm saying.
Thank you.
You save our lives.
So do you have a question or a comment or a concern?
Do you, Jesper? The other guy in the call is Jesper from Sweden.
Hello, Jesper. I don't have another guy in the call. This is just you and me.
Oh, maybe so, he's being shy. That's crazy.
Oh, hi.
Oh, there he is.
Oh,
okay. Oh, so we got a conference call happening
got a group call going.
This is a first for Office Hours to have a group call. Let's see how it goes. Let's not all talk over each other, first of all. So I'm going to ask actually from Sweden. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes.
Okay, and your volume's not great, I'll be honest with you.
Thank you. I had my headset microphone turned up, like, at my forehead.
Okay.
Now it's closer
to
my mouth.
Can we, how's it going? Do you guys have any questions or concerns, or are we just going to just talk about the sound quality?
I don't know. I think we nailed the whole sound quality bit.
So what's up?
No, it's actually getting worse.
It's actually getting better.
Really? I don't know who to trust.
Okay, so what's up?
We got a lot to discuss here.
Okay, talk about something that's not sound quality related. Or I'm going to hang up. Do you have any questions? Do you want to talk about dog spotting? Do you have an actual opinion on anything? What's going on? Communicate with me. I'm here for you.
Okay, here's a question. We like to make jokes and stuff and, you know, be funny guys, but it's kind of... You know, I guess if I wanted to do something more serious, it seems almost impossible because it's, you know, I feel like a lot of improving as an artist or craftsman is, you know, criticism, and it feels very difficult to get criticism because most people don't see past any kind of idiosyncrasies. So I'm wondering, you know, whether I should, you know, if I wanted to, you know, do something as a hobby, you know, that might grow into something more serious, should I just... You know, just crank it out. Should I, you know, just working on something?
Yeah,
get a big project, a goal in mind.
That's right. Have a goal. Have a project. Have a finished version of what's in your head imagined, and see it through. I don't know if we're talking about a movie or a TV thing or
anything.
Sure. And the last thing you got to do is worry about what people are going to think about it. If you're worrying about that, then you might as well just not start. because everyone's going to have an opinion, and most of the time it's going to be not the opinion you want to hear. So you got to turn that part of your brain off and not worry about what people are going to think, because you can't control that. Capiche?
Yeah, seems reasonable.
Now, does the it does seem reasonable, but you believe me, it's a very different to actually put into practice. Now, my Swedish friend, do you have a question?
Do you have a cat?
No, I'm allergic to cats.
Oh.
Thank you.
That's a shame.
Thanks for the call. Great to hear from those two guys. We've got Brandon Pepler. Brandon Pepler? Brandon? Oh, Brandon just chickened out. He just hung up on me. Devin Bennett. Devin Bennett, second, is this not a first-time caller, correct?
I am a first-time caller, but you picked up a couple minutes ago, but cut me off real quick to go talk to your friend.
Okay, so we're technically not a first-time caller, but we're going to treat you as such.
We have not spoken together, no.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Halifax, Nova Scotia, on the east coast of Canada.
Beautiful. I've never been up there. It's but from what I can tell, it's just dreamy up there.
Yeah, it is quite gorgeous. Neil Hamburger's been here a couple times.
Okay.
He's played a couple comedy shows.
How can I help you today?
Well, I mean, I don't know if I'm really looking for help. I just kind of wanted to compliment you on the brilliance that is Sauce Boy.
Thank you very much.
That is honestly my favorite comedy skit of all time, and I have shown so many.
More than a comedy skit, I would call it.
I guess it's a short film.
Yeah.
I've showed so many friends it, and I've watched it probably 20 plus times now. Oh, so. Cool.
Well, very happy with the way that came out, for sure. It was an interesting, you know, when we're going into these things, we kind of look at what we've done, what we haven't done. And when we were approaching this idea, we said we never really have done that kind of Goodfellas world, you know, which is in Sopranos world, like which we're both massive fans of. And we just didn't want to do it wrong. We didn't want to disrespect that genre or anything. We just wanted to kind of do our own version of it and just have, just, you know, for Christ's sake, just have a little fun with it.
Oh, so much fun.
So I'm glad you liked it. I'm pretty happy with the way it came out. It was very fun to do and make and see through.
Oh, I can only imagine. I'm really interested in the film process and just kind of imagining you guys on set filming that. It just cracks me up.
Oh, super, we had hilarious. A blast.
Yeah, I bet. Is that the last we've seen of Bobby Bologna?
That's a good question. Probably. I don't know if there's any more fuel in that tank. But it's interesting as we're talking about doing more bedtime stories, which we're going to be doing next year, there is a conversation about, do we want to bring some people back? And it is interesting to think about these characters, kind of seeing other characters from the first season and traveling down different paths with them, because we've just scratched the surface, we feel like, with some of it. So I think that might be an interesting way to go with the show, without it being, obviously we want to tell new stories, but there is some great characters that we just would love to see more of. All right?
I'm excited.
Thank you, friend.
Tim.
Good to hear from you.
Have a good day.
Bye. Chris, are you on the line?
Hi, Tim. How you doing? Very nice to talk to you.
I'm good. I think we've got a good sound thing here. What is that? Oh, that's your phone?
Oh, my goodness. I think that was probably my phone. I
think
apologize.
Everyone just woke up or spit out their coffee or, you know, jumped out of their chairs. Everybody all right?
I'm very sorry. I really apologize for that.
Hold on. I got Jeremy Morowitz saying, frowny face, this is way less exciting than I realized. I love Tim, but I've got a lawn to mow. You know what? I've got a fuck to give about you. And how about just go away if you don't want to listen in. Oh my God, you have to go away with this sound. Are you doing this on purpose? I've got to know.
I'm very sorry about that.
I'm going to hang up on you if you can't fix it. But doesn't it drive you nuts when you have these people comment? He just wasted the time of, he wasted his life, moments of his life to just, I'm trying to stay positive today.
It's important to stay positive. You can't let the haters keep you down.
No, you're right. I just want to say something. If you're not enjoying this, I don't care. Go away. We're not here for you. I'm not trying to make a big show that everyone is supposed to like think is part of the, you know, the canon or something. I'm just hanging out for a couple hours a day, talking to people, helping out, and just leave me alone if you have a problem with it. I'm not into negative comments. I'm not into hearing about your snide remarks. It's disrespectful, and you should be ashamed of yourself.
They have no class is the issue, if you ask me.
Yeah, thank you for that.
Well, I think I fixed the issue from before, and I'm sorry.
Do you have a question?
We got to see you at Other Music, and it was really amazing. Really,
thank you.
Loved it. Love your music, love all your stuff. My question for you is, I'm a huge fan of Andy Kaufman, and I was wondering what your opinions were of him.
I love Andy Kaufman. What's there not to love? He was a big inspiration for me in my youth, and we'd watch those videos of his and his comedy specials and anything I could get. Anything you could find of Andy Kaufman, I gobbled up.
There's a great book that's called Was This Man a Genius?
Oh.
That is just conversations that a reporter had, I think from Vanity Fair, with Andy Kaufman. It's really fascinating. I can't recommend it highly enough.
I'll tell you something that's going to blow your mind, maybe. I had a very long, very inebriated drinks with one Bob Zmuda last year.
Oh my God. And I love Bob Zmuda.
And I just asked him so many questions, got so many stories. Lovely man. It was a fun night for me and my friend as we sat there and just took in the original co-conspirator, the man himself.
He really, his books are all great. His Tony Clifton is still fantastic. I can only imagine what that must have been like. He's
all right, maybe
best.
We'll get Bob Zmuda to call in. He was a very friendly guy, and we had a good time talking, and he seemed to be just a guy that liked to, wouldn't mind telling old stories. Maybe I'll get him on Office Hours next time we do this.
That would be fantastic.
All right, let me go to Varka. Thank you. Varka, we got lots of calls coming in, and we're going up to the 1 hour mark here, almost at 10 o'clock, and I'm taking this to 10:30 today, so we got about a half hour. I'm going to be joined by another great comedian in maybe after this call. But I'm going to take this call now. How am I helping you today?
Hey, Tim, I wanted to know about your connection to the Stern Show and when you sort of came upon it.
I've been listening to the Howard Stern Show, I think, since high school, since late high school.
Wow.
So 94, I should say. Sorry. Okay. I wasn't a huge fan in high school. I think I listened a lot more when I was in college. Living in Philadelphia, it was a better signal there. And I've been listening to it ever since. I listen not every day, but you know, I listen quite a bit.
So you got through a lot of the phases with Jackie and then Artie coming in and then Artie leaving.
I've been through the whole saga. I think looking back, I like Jackie. I like the old shows.
Really?
I think make me laugh. I like him as a foil. I like his laugh, and I like his stories, and I like the way they would abuse him and stuff. And I'm not a big Artie fan. I look back on those eras, like the show just got a little too macho, a little too homophobic, and his influence in the show was not my favorite element to the show.
He really had a bad downfall.
Yeah, and then it just got, you know, it got very sad, and it got very depressing, and it was, you know, really seeing that show figure out what the lines are and what's appropriate for the show, and it was a tricky period, and listening back to Artie era is a little cringy for me.
It definitely is. I think the era of Jackie and still being on like the regular radio was made even more beautiful.
Yes, but I will say that I think I absolutely adore Howard, the direction the show's gone. I love hearing him. His interviews are great. He's gotten some great, I was just talking about the Steve Martin interview. I absolutely love hearing about his day, and I love hearing about his parents and his family, and, you know, and just his, him and Robin can just have a show. I don't care about the bits. I don't care about the game. games. I could just listen to those two talk for hours and hours, and I'll be constantly enjoying. And, you know, whenever he goes away, it'll be sad because he's just
really great.
And that's my position. Obviously, very influential to us with his Whack Pack and sort of the outsider characters that he has on his show. Very influential. Absolute genius. Absolute singular genius talent.
Yeah.
And and I was honored to have been mentioned and talked about on his show.
Yeah.
I would never be so I could never imagine sort of being on the show, and that would be just too much for me. So we're happy just that there's an awareness, very friendly with some of his staff, and there's a lot of crossed things going on there. All right.
Well, I'm glad to talk to you. I am outside of my office right now in Alexandria, Virginia.
Okay.
And thank you for taking my call, but I'll go back in the office now.
Thank you. Matthew on the chat. I think we're trying to figure out another way to do this because it was crashing so bad the other day. He said, I thought you were going to avoid using Facebook for this. Well, I've been talking to some people about it, and they said it's really just something you should maybe try to figure out, or make it, or just keep trying it on Facebook, because it, a couple of things with the YouTube. I'm worried if I play it some songs, if I play some music, it's going to shut it down because of copyright stuff. You know, I'm not, this seems to be working right now, you know, for whatever it is. So for now, I'm just going to go ahead with it where it is. I want to just call in, I'm going to make a phone call. And we had him on the show the other day. I'm gonna because I didn't really let him prepare. Now he's claiming to be prepared. Is Jay Weingarten? And I'm gonna reach him and check in with him. See if he answers. Jay's. Hey Jay.
Hey Tim, how you doing?
Good man. Where are you at?
I'm in Virgil Village, California right now.
Gotcha. Now that's in LA. That's an area in LA, sort of just East Hollywood, a little south of Silver Lake.
South of Silver Lake, north. Well, the borders are actually Melrose to the south, Santa Monica Boulevard to the north, Vermont to the west, and possibly, although it's under, there's some debate, Hoover to the east.
Okay. So, good to hear you're at home, you're getting up, you're getting ready for the day.
Yeah, I'm up early. I'm excited for office hours today. How's it been going?
It's great. First of all, you started out at 9 a.m. with a huge call from Mr. John C. Reilly. John C. Reilly called in. We did 10 minutes. I interviewed him. We had a nice chat. He was very generous to call in. But you've got some jokes. I want to give the floor to you. Jay Weingarten here for the next five. I'm going to give you 3 minutes, maybe. Something like
that. Wow.
It's three to five. Let's see how it goes. I'm going to basically be watching the comments and the hearts and the thumbs up. And if we start seeing a negative trend, I'm going to interrupt, and then we're going to change the direction of the call. Okay?
Well, you can also, hell, dude, it's a freaking dialogue, not a monologue, man.
No, okay, fine, fair enough. I thought you wanted to tell some jokes.
Well, I like, when I tell jokes, I like there to be a response, typically.
Right, okay.
So you don't have to be silent.
I won't be silent. Let's say, how can I lead you into some of your material? Is there some sort of, like, if this was a talk show, I'd have a card here, and I'd be And tell you what, can you also text me on messages while we're talking?
Oh yeah, of course.
So why don't you text me a little lead-in question that will get me into, that will help me lead into your set?
Oh well, I think I could just okay. I mean, I think you should just pretend you're Conan O'Brien.
Well, I know, but he has the assistance of some preparation. We haven't prepped on what material you're gonna do. So if you could text me real quick, like a question that can lead into your set. So
okay, talk for a sec while I text.
Okay, hey everybody, listen, I want to thank everybody for listening to Office Hours this past few weeks. It's been a real blast for me to connect with the audience and to share my perspective. Come see me next week up in the West. West Coast, go to timheidecker.com/events. I'd love for San Francisco to be packed to the gills. We've got a lot of tickets sold. There's still a few left to sell. I think it's going to be a hit, and I'd love Sacramento to be a hit. I know Portland's going to sell it because that's a hip spot. That's where all the kids come out, and they party, and they love seeing great comedy and entertainment and music. I'm telling you, I'm going to play some Yellow River Boys. I'm going to be playing some new record. I'm going to be playing some Heidecker and Wood. The band's on fire. We got Jonathan Rado of Foxygen on the keyboards. It's a great show. Everybody I talked to say, listen, I wouldn't know what to expect. But now I know that what I saw was something special. You've got to be part of the special revolution. And Jay Weingarten is clearly typing a little mini novella here as we wait for kill time, waiting for the intro question that he's feeding.
Okay, I just clicked send.
All right.
Just take it easy, man.
All right, okay. So next comic we had a great meeting the other day, and he has a new album out called Big Laughs. There you go. He's one of my favorite new funny comedians, Jay Weingarten. Jay?
Hey. Hello, everyone. First off, my opener. We do not like Tim's office hours.
What?
We do not like Tim's office hours.
What?
Says essentially no one ever.
Says essentially no one ever.
Yeah, that's right. You're in Tim's house now, man. In the Tim zone. No ands, hips, nor buts.
Okay.
I swear, man, it's like he's the freaking, like, the Glendale citizens are just forced to bow down to the guy. of course I like doing restaurants all around town, buddy. All around town. And the other day I was on the way to a restaurant. Tim, just feel free to chime in any second you want. I was pulled over by a police officer.
Uh-oh.
Tim.
What happened?
Get everyone on the chat to say boo.
Boo, everybody. Too. Thumbs up or down or boo. What? Why were you pulled over?
Never a dull moment, man. I was pulled over by a police officer. And the police officer comes near me. Or he puts on his... he goes... from behind.
Okay.
And I'm going... and then he goes... Hey man, pull over.
Okay.
And he tells me to pull down the window or roll down. Yeah.
You know, yep.
And then he comes up to me. He goes, papers.
Papers.
And I go, scissors. And I just drive off.
You say scissors.
Vroom vroom vroom. Yeah.
So you did a rock paper scissors game.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm out of there, man. Yeah. And then shoot. So, Tim, you know, you may know this already, but Tim, you know how they, or do you know man's best friend?
Yeah, the man's best friend, what, a dog?
Yeah, that got me thinking, what is comedian's best friend? And anyone on the stream, feel free to type in
a response. Ask, what is comedian's best friend?
Yes, and then, as I'll continue with a bit, but, if anyone shouts out, I go,
Nobody's chiming in on that, so go ahead.
Okay.
What is
comedian's best friend? And I'm thinking to myself, I'm with the laughing hyena.
The laughing hyena. All right. Well, thanks, Jay. And
that would truly be the best audience for me.
Yeah. Well, everyone seems to love your work and support Jay.
What are the comments?
They're pretty good. A lot. You know, some people are being a little rude, but anyways, don't worry about it. You'll keep working on it, and I'm sure there's a bright future for you. All right. Thanks, Jay.
Hey, man, I'm not going to bite.
Okay. He's not going to bite. Take care, Jay. Let's go back to the calls. We got Jay Garden here. Robert B.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, thanks. I'm a big fan, Tim.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you. I just wanted to say hello all the way from Tasmania, Australia.
Nice to hear from Tasmania, Australia. That couldn't be further away, could it?
It's very far away. It's 3 o'clock in the morning here.
Oh, my God. Are you waking up the neighbors with this call?
You know it, brother. I'm just really disturbing their sleep.
So what's up? You got a question? I'm playing a little music here because I just want to kick the energy up a little bit. I want to get my own energy up. Got Bruce Springsteen coming in with Prove It All Night off of Darkness on the Edge of Town. Let's take a listen.
I'm liking it. Question. Absolutely seduction.
Yeah.
Turning out some really great content.
Thank you.
Where do you see that conglomerate heading in the future?
Where do we see the Absolutely Productions conglomerate heading into the future? I think we're going to just be, baby, making more TV shows and trying to support young artists and young creators and getting them their best shot at putting their TV shows or their internet programs or their whatevers out there into the world. Okay?
Brilliant. Very good.
Thanks, Robert. Take care.
Thanks,
be
man.
Safe. We have Gabriella.
Getting them the best shot.
Hi, Gabrielle. Can you? There you go. Mute your stream.
There you go. Hey.
This is our first lady caller today. Apologies. Yesterday we had a ton of lady callers, but today not so much. Not a lot of callers in general, I have to say. I guess everybody's sort of out there doing their Friday thing, getting Friday funky.
Yeah, there's work.
Yeah, what do you got going on?
I'm working right now, so I couldn't really be talking.
I wanted to know... Where are you calling from? I detect a slight non-American accent.
No, I'm from Brazil, but I'm calling from Vancouver, Canada.
Gotcha.
One of the annoying persons that keep asking you to come up here.
Yes. So how can I help you today?
Well, you being a boss and me being at work right now, how do I quit my job?
Well, do you have a backup? Do you have something to do aside from the job you're doing now?
I do. But I'm the only one doing it. So, like, what if your assistant was to quit or something like that?
Well, you get through it. It happens. People move on. You can't rely on people too much. You've got to make sure that you have a system in place where if you quit, if somebody quits that's working for you, that you can keep going and doing what you want to do. Reliant. But what are you getting at? So you have a job right now?
How do I tell my boss that I'm going to quit without being awful? What if someone,
he's an awful guy, or do you have a bad relationship?
Sort of. Like,
sorry, I immediately said he. I apologize.
She's friendly, but I don't know.
Well, you just have to say, listen, I have to give my 2 weeks notice, or something to that effect, right?
Absolutely, Monday. How do I introduce it?
Hey, can we talk? You be the boss, I'll be you, okay?
Okay, yeah, sure.
Knock, 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 knock.
Come on in.
Can I talk to you for a few minutes?
Sure, we have a lot to do,
Well, that's kind of what I need to talk to you about. I just want to let you know that I need to give you my 2 weeks' notice. I'm going to be moving on, and I thank you.
But you barely started.
I know it's just not working for me right now, and I want to pursue some other things. I really apologize that I'm putting you in this bind, but it's the decision I've made. And thank you for all the opportunities you've given me, and I hope we can remain friends. You could lose that part, but
okay.
So I can help. You obviously, you know, I'll help you transition to whoever comes in to replace me. And again, thank you. Sorry about this.
I hope she's as quiet as me right now.
Well, what's the worst she can do? Fire you? I mean, at that point,
true that.
You know, so what? And then what are you going to do though? You got plans? You got backup plans?
I do. Got an offer, so.
Oh, good. Well, then it's Friday. You just got to rip that Band-Aid off. I will tell you what.
I'm just not here. We'll do it on Monday.
Okay. So it's sick. You got that sick feeling in your stomach.
I
feel
do.
It. It's like, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do it. But you know what? Once you do it, you're going to feel so much better. It's going to be uncomfortable, but that moment's going to pass. All right?
Absolutely.
I trust you. I believe in you. Call me next week when we're back on the air and let me know how it went.
Will do.
Thanks.
On Monday after I do it.
Okay. I'm going to be traveling on Monday, but
And you're not coming up here.
I think the show's going to be dark next week, folks. The show's going to be dark next week because I'm doing the big shows on the West Coast. Take care, Gabriella. Wish you the best. Carrie Zanders. Carrie. Oh, no. Carrie's rock and rolling. Carrie, I got you on the line. What's up?
What do you think about this guitar solo I've been working on?
Give it to me, baby. It's cool, man. It's got a little Chuck Berry to it. It's got a little jangle to it. I love it.
Good tone, right?
It's a pretty good tone. Yeah, what are you doing, Strat?
This is a Jazz Master Squire. It's on the cheaper side of things, sure. But, you know,
I hear
happy
you, baby.
To rock out with it.
I love it.
Cool.
I think it's a great tone. I think it's a great lick.
Oh, thank you.
It's
thank
a little
you.
Generic, you know. I mean, it's kind of got an old 50s rock and roll vibe to it, but that's cool. That's very retro, very happening right now.
It's kind of a pre... I'm still hashing out the details with it and getting it kind of like... I want to make it more unique.
Yeah, I hear you.
It's phase one of the kind of process, but I just want to see what you thought of it.
I love it. Thanks for calling in and checking in with me on your guitar tone and your licks.
Thank you.
All right, thanks, let's go to Eric with a K. Eric with a K. Eric with a K, you're on the line. Eric with a K is not on the line. Okay, we don't stick around for people. Oh, Nick Floyd. Eric with a K.
Hey, what's up? Thanks for calling. I'm here in Nashville.
All right, Nashville. You coming to my show in a couple weeks?
Absolutely. And I was gonna kind of the main reason for the call is gonna see kind of what your take is on being so generous to coming to the South. I think this is gonna be the fourth time I've seen you in some capacity in the last 5 years.
Well, I haven't gone to a lot of the South. I've gone to Nashville quite a bit. That's for sure. I love it down there, and it's a beautiful city. Great energy down there, and you know, it's fairly easy for me to do, and people seem to come out, so it encourages me to come back.
Awesome. Yeah, a friend of mine have driven to Birmingham, actually, to catch you on the Puss Whip tour, so love it. Thanks.
All right, we'll talk to you. I'll see you in Nashville. Give some high fives. I want to go to Neil Winlaw. Neil.
Come out, so it encourages me to come back.
Neil.
Awesome, yeah.
Oh, hey, Tim. Sorry.
Mute the stream, baby.
On the Puss Whip tour. Hey, Tim.
What's up?
Not much. It's good to hear from you. Love the radio show so far. Really good.
Thanks.
So I just started doing a podcast with my friend.
Finally.
Yeah. And we just recorded our first episode last night. And it was a lot of fun. I wondered if you had any tips for you're doing your own podcast here. You got any tips for me?
This isn't a podcast. This is a radio show. This is an internet radio show. Internet call-in show.
Either.
What's that?
We haven't decided what we want to call it yet either.
Well, I know what I'm calling it. It's called an Office Hours, and it's on the internet. It's a new format. It's basically accessing technology that exists and putting it together in a brand new format. It's blowing up the internet. People absolutely love it. It's not a podcast, my friend. It's beyond that. It's live. I have live interactions, but then it's archived, so you can listen to it later if you're not available at the moment here.
Great.
What is the concept of your podcast?
We're talking about pop culture. We're talking about everything. We're talking about comedy, movies, art, music, everything. And our first episode, we mentioned you a little bit. We were talking about the In Glendale album.
Good. Did you like it?
I love it. Yeah, it's great. I was just talking to my dad's a huge fan, actually.
That's
He's a big
what I'm talking
Randy
about.
Newman, Randy Newman fan. And I showed him that, showed him Work From Home, and he loved it. He said it's great.
Well, it's a cross-generational album. People of all ages and types can appreciate it. And
for sure.
I think that's a smart move on my part. I'm not trying to just appeal to these young millennials who don't know anything. I'm trying to appeal to folks that have lived a little bit and can relate to where I'm coming from.
Sure, yeah.
All right.
So a friend of mine had a question, but he hasn't had a chance to call in. Okay. He wanted me to ask you for him.
What's that?
He said he wants to know what it was like working with Foxygen.
Well, I haven't worked with Foxygen. I've worked with Jonathan Rado, who's a member of
Foxygen.
He's one half of Foxygen, I guess. Jonathan's a wonderful man. We have very similar interests in music. He's very talented. He's got a great ear, great player. He's a very, you know, unassuming kind of polite, quiet, respectful guy, and we have a good time making music together.
Great.
He's playing in the West Coast shows in San Francisco next week and Portland.
Okay, I'm calling up from Canada. I'm in Toronto right now. Okay.
Well, yeah, I wish we could play there. It's a bit of a challenge for me to travel with
it. It is, but I got a chance to see you not too long ago, a couple months ago.
Oh, those were terrific shows.
You were in Waterloo. That's where I saw you.
Yeah, that was a great experience. Yeah.
And I got to meet you after the show. Me and my buddy Dan came up and talked to you and Greg for a little bit, and you guys were really nice. It was amazing. Great show.
Thanks so much, Neil.
Yeah, no worries. Thank you, Tim. Have a great day.
Thanks. I'm going to Brian Levy.
Hey, Tim. How you doing?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm doing well. Actually, I got a question. So I sort of grew up with, you know, Tom Goes to the Mayor and, you know, a Tim and Eric Awesome show, like when I was a teenager. And yes. I've sort of realized that into my 20s now, and this has always been a thing, I've kind of like picked up a lot of what you guys do. Like, you know, I have a hard time going through a conversation without overusing the word boy,
right?
Or, you know, like stuff like that. I guess, I don't know, maybe I'm just looking for validation, but like, is that okay? I mean, is that weird to you guys?
No, it's not weird. I think it's a way to honor our work. It's a way to spread it out into other dimensions that maybe we didn't plan on it in such a way. You know, we didn't go into it hoping that a bunch of people would be going around saying the nutty stuff we say, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But if that's happening, it seems to be happening naturally amongst the groups out there, then what can I say? I'm certainly not critical of it, you know. I talked to a guy yesterday who I told you was sort of reciting some of my stand up to me in a drunken stupor at a show. Now that's that's a little strange and annoying.
A bit much.
Not my favorite thing, but hey, you know, if we have a little impact on the way people communicate, that's, you know, it's kind of neat. And I don't think it's going to spread too wide. I don't think you're going to hear Wolf Blitzer adjusting the way he communicates to his audience or anything like that.
Right, right.
But go ahead.
Oh, wait, no, you go on. Okay, all right, well. My mom used to watch the shows with me a lot when I was a kid. And she's actually a huge Tim and Eric fan. And it's really hard for her. Like, I'm involved with comedy, you know, people, you know, like your stuff, whatever. But I don't think anyone I know has a mom that's like a massive Tim and Eric fan. She went and saw the show, like, well, on the Grimace tour with me.
Those Angelo's mom, she makes those, that guy Angelo makes those videos of his mom, how she's obsessed with the.
Oh, right. Yeah. I forgot about that. Yeah.
So maybe your mom and this kid's mom can get together and form some kind of mom's club.
You know?
Well, I don't know about date, but
Who knows?
Who knows?
Here's open. All right, Brian. Great to talk to you, Tim.
Yeah, you too. Take care. We are getting close to the end of the show here. We got 10 minutes left. Like I said, not a lot of calls today. They come in. They're not overwhelming me like they were the other day. And, it's okay. You know, listen, everyone's got stuff to do. It almost reminds me of, almost reminds me of this. Oh, Lisette Hall calling. Lisette, how are you?
Hi, Tim. Good. How are you?
Good. What's going on?
Question. You were talking about the word, skit earlier that came up.
Yeah.
Do you have a preference about the word skit versus the word sketch?
Ooh, it's interesting. I always say them. I always want to say one of the words and then end up saying the other word. So, like, I have this idea for a skit.
Got it. Yeah.
So they're basically interchangeable to me. I mean, skit might seem a little amateurish.
Yeah, that's
And sketch seems a little pretentious.
Sketch seems a little pretentious.
Yeah.
Indeed, I actually studied comedy, and so I have.
We have an expert on the phone.
And they teach us, not really, but they definitely teach us not to use the word skit and to use the word sketch.
Yes,
so I was really interested in your perspective.
It is a sketch, my friend. It is a sketch.
A sketch now, yes.
A sketch. A skeech. A skit.
Awesome.
A skit is what little children do in their basements. Do you hear me?
Right, in their summer camps, right?
That's right. A sketch is a very well rehearsed and it is part of the the Upright Citizens Brigade. First order of business is to provide sketches for you.
Indeed. the often socio-political satire, Fred. Yes.
Yes, thank you very much, and that's you. An interesting subject. Ain't no reason to go. Right, so one thing you can say about this show is that time does not pass slowly. It flies by. I have to disagree with you there, Bob. Time flies by when we're listening to Office Hours. I do believe that Facebook imposes an hour and a half timeline on these live experiences. But we are now, I'm going to curse myself, 2 days running without any major foul-ups. And I'll take one more call, and then we will go out on a high note and go into the weekend. Travis?
I'll take one more call.
And mute your stream. How is it going?
Hey, good, man. How are you?
I'm good. Where are you calling from?
I'm actually calling from Sacramento.
Ooh, are you coming to the show next week?
Yeah, I'm planning on it.
Okay, good. You got to come get tickets. Tell your friends. I want to pack that theater.
Oh, yeah. It's a good spot.
Good. Well, get people there. I don't know what it's going to take, but we need people in those seats or standing. So how can I help you today? Real quick, I'm about to sign off.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, I just had a quick question on new season of Decker.
Yeah.
What do we got any sort of Donald Trump plot lines in development?
No Donald Trump plot lines, but it's inherent and built into the entire structure of the show. In other words, we are constantly informed by him and by his the choices he makes. All right, Travis. See you, Travis, next week at the Sacramento area. And we're going out, folks, on a high note. I promised you I would. I have just so enjoyed this experience, speaking with you the past couple weeks. I'm going to be dark next week. I'm going to be on the road with the band, traveling in a van, up and down the California coast, up in Portland, Oregon, which is not on the California coast. We also have San Francisco at the Independent next week, Thursday night, big Thursday night show. Come on down, San Fran. I want to hang out. I'm going to talk to you guys after the show. I'm going to be selling records, going to be shaking hands, taking pictures. Whatever you need from me, I will be there for you. Have a great Memorial Day. Be safe. Enjoy the burgers if you're eating burgers or hot dogs. Have a great experience doing what you do best, which is living life, being unafraid to be yourself. Audio.